This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Heavy and persistent rainfall over the last week has taken a major bite out of drought conditions across the state. Denver got nearly one-third of its annual rainfall over just 2 days, and Colorado Springs has recorded the wettest single day ever during the month of May. According to the USDA, the rain led to significant improvements in soil moisture. Only about 15% of the state is experiencing drought conditions today, a major drop from 30% a week ago. A state law signed today makes it easier to put solar panels on farmland. Here's CPR's Joe Wirtz.
Colorado has a lot of farmland, and a growing body of research suggests solar panels could also be planted in those fields and pastures without sacrificing farm productivity. The new bipartisan law gives the Colorado Department of Agriculture $4.5 million for grants and incentives to boost use of the technology, called agrivoltaics, which is gaining traction as states look for space to grow and harvest renewable energy while reducing their climate footprints. The legislation also directs state agencies to further investigate how Colorado's ag sector can help lower carbon levels. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Denver International Airport says all on-site parking lots and garages are full. This includes Pikes Peak parking. DIA officials are encouraging travelers to park at 61st and Peña Boulevard and take the RTD A-line train to the airport. Meanwhile, waits at security could be more than half an hour long tonight as weekend travel kicks off. You are listening to CPR News.